There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
We had a little bit of a week off, guys, just so you know. Mm-hmm. You might not notice that because things work here like an oiled machine. You wouldn't even know that we had a week off. But we did have a week off. And I think it's great that you brought your 19-year-old dog to the Grand Canyon.
And I got this mug.
Now, I think that's great. I'm glad that the canyon sell that? Does the canyon have a square
The National Park store in the canyon holds it.
Oh, so there's a middleman.
There's a middleman.
So, but
the general store, it's called.
You bring just sort of you brought the dog to the biggest hole in the whole world.
Yeah, and it didn't fall or nothing. I perched her up there. I put her on a blanket,
and she didn't jump.
She's got a cute little like jean jacket, a little pink jean jacket, and I put that on her, even though it's really hot, and she probably shouldn't have had the jacket on her. But we took a picture, and she looked very cute, and still alive.
She looked
only
like
one seizure on the whole week long road trip.
I will say I'm really happy for you guys. You all look happy. Tootsie herself looked like the ghost of someone who died in Buchenwald. But otherwise than that, it looked like a lovely vacation. I went to absolutely perfect Las Vegas.
Yes.
And because I originally went to Florida to go see my father's grave.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I really wanted to bring it up.
I have to.
Yeah.
So we went to Florida to go look at my father's grave because
still
why not?
There?
It's vacation. Don't know. Because we got to Florida, drove the hour to the military cemetery.
Yeah, could have picked one closer. But
there is the only one
close to the Mangianos.
Yes, that's why my mom chose it. Not even a joke. She chose it because it was close to the Mangianos that we never even went to because the family voted against it last minute.
Publix is great fried chicken.
No, we wanted to go to a real Italian experience. I meant experience. It's an Italian experiment. It's Mangianos. And so we went to drive to this military encampment where my father is interred below a picture of Donald Trump giving a fucking British salute to the Space Force insignia. And we got there and we drove there and it was fucking closed on Mother's Day.
It's so crazy.
The cemetery was closed.
A day to honor mothers.
The one thing the military does is fill cemeteries. And we cannot access the military. We can't access it on Mother's Day. You'd think that, yeah, obviously they're trying to get rid of a lot of the mothers. And I also thought that is true too, as apparently Hegseth did when I actually really agree with. They've been going through and they've been looking for the LGBT people that are in any of these military, these cemeteries, and they're just digging them up and they're throwing them into the river to be eaten by a bunch of alligators. And I think that maybe that's what they were in the middle of. I feel like that's probably what it was.
Your father did have big breasts.
I mean, that's where they come from. And so maybe he was a victim of them de-queering the military cemeteries. I'm not certain.
It just shows the lack of respect for women that the military has.
Wild.
That they closed the cemetery.
As if mothers don't die.
There's mothers
incoming.
In there.
Yes.
They're locked in there.
Yeah, there's mothers in there. There's mothers dying to get in. We wanted
it open on Father's Day.
Exactly. I bet you fucking have to. I bet you they charge. I bet you there's a cover to go in on Father's Day. So you can see the fucking Steely Dan cover man raised by wolves. It's normally over Molly Goodhead's. Go check them out every Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Palm Harbor,
Florida.
So you
had a good time in Florida.
No. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
That's right. Yeah. So I went to the Grand Canyon, Sedona. Beautiful crystal place. I learned a lot about crystals when I was in Sedona.
Yeah.
Apparently, the bigger crystal you buy, the dumber you are.
He's correct. It's a direct formula. That's called moron algebra.
Because
guess what it doesn't do? Anything.
Although, I will say, we went to one of those vortexes, and the guy who brought us had one of those vortex pens. Mm-hmm. And
explain again. So the idea is that it's like magnets.
It's a magnet pen, but it's not magnetic to anything.
And those of you who remember, Sedona, Arizona, if you've ever been there, talk about the woo-woo capital of the GD universe.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is. I had a great time there. I can't can't believe how beautiful it was. I was ready to move there.
But what is the vortex?
So he's got this little vortex pen, you know, and he did it to Tootsie. And then literally she started eating. She wasn't eating. And then like he did it to her and she's like, I'm hungry.
So you know you're going to have to zap her with magnets every morning that she could want to live?
Honestly, I think I need to start magnetizing her more.
Does that make her a juggalo?
Do you know what did happen to me, though? When we went to Vegas, I went and met you in Vegas. We had a great time.
So
thank you
fun.
For hosting that pool party. You're such a gentleman.
Pure Vegas. Nothing wrong with Vegas.
But afterwards, I treated Julie and I to Santana. I was like, I've never seen Santana. I'm going to the House of
Man,
Blues.
Man, Julie was just so wet. She was so
surprisingly
excited.
Yeah, she loves it. She loves Santana. It's your wife that hates all that stuff.
She does.
Yeah, Julie loves all the dad stuff.
No, she's grown a taste for it.
Yeah.
Because she makes love to you.
She's a real Midwest woman.
Making love to you is the equivalent of making love to a guy that runs sound for most of these bands.
Every time you make love to me, Samba Pati plays in your ears.
And every time he shits, you hear,
Oye, como va?
Belimo. I don't know the real words. But yeah, so I went to Santana and I was like, you know what? We're on vacation. I'm buying the upgrade. And so I buy the upgrade. House of Blues, Mandalay Bay. I buy the upgrade. We get to go to the VIP club.
Jealous, girls.
I'm like, fuck yeah, Julie. We're going to the VIP club. We're going to be at Santana. You're going to have the best time. VIP. I show them my ticket to the VIP club. They're like, we don't know what this is. And I was like, oh, okay. That's fine. So like, it's for afterwards. I was like, oh, okay. So there's a party afterwards.
Where, at the fucking nursing home?
It was literally at the bar next to the House of Blues. And they were playing EDM music and they gave me a drink ticket for a well drink.
Wow.
And Julie and I were the only people there. And I was just like, you know, this fucking sucks.
Yeah, dude. You know, I feel like that's the reason why. Do you remember the time I saw Santana at that Goodwill?
Oh, yeah. You creep shot at him.
Yeah, I saw Santana at a Goodwill. Maybe that's why.
He was looking for hats.
Yeah, I guess.
He saw him there. Henry sent me a creep shot of Santana.
Well, that was our... It was so good. It was one of my first big LA sightings. I was like, Santana at the Goodwill. LA's amazing. All right, guys. We have a lot of news to get to. That was a little bit of our spring break update, but that's not the only update we have, because first of all, big news. Want to give big congratulations. The Ebola virus has been named ambassador to Guam. And we are extremely excited for their work over in Guam. For those of you who don't know, the World Health Organization right now is saying that there is a worrying spreading infection of Ebola, but I think it's okay because the best part about it is that you die fast.
Yeah. That's so wonderful, man. I say smoke that shit.
Yes.
Smoke that Ebola shit, bro. Yeah, throw in the bomb.
Dude, no, that's why we die.
Yeah, I miss Zika, dude.
We don't miss Zika.
I want Zika back. Dude,
where's
these
my tiny head?
Octaviruses, yeah. Pieces of shit.
All right.
I mean, it's kind of.
Yeah,
bad.
It's all.
So yeah, we have a little bit of it. So just so you, again, we've been kind of covering a little bit of this as we were talking
ooh-wee,
about because.
Ooh wee, baby. Ooh wee. Ooh wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a
true crime cruise? Right? Did we do it?
Yeah, that's enough.
All right, cool. So this is our reminder. Go over crimewaveatsea.com/left because that's where you're going to get tickets for our adventure on the cruise, and none of this happens here. So hantavirus is spreading by cruises right now, right? There's over 28 specific strains of hantavirus. There's old ones, there's new ones, and we're looking at is a very specific strain that jumped from an animal to a man. Now, for those of you looking out, just know that you get a flu-like symptom for a while. Right. Then fluid rapidly fills the lungs, the condition, and then eventually you die. Right. You start to fucking drown in your own spit. Right. It eats up your fucking lungs and your heart. Right. And that and death ranges from 36% to 50% based upon infection, like and how bad your infection is and how long you have it before you can get they have a vaccine for it.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can get something. There's medicine for it, but it's out there, and it's hard, and it's kind of been dotting around the world as it's being released by these cruises. But guess who's doing it?
Gene Hackman's wife.
I wish. She died too fast. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to cause these problems, but she died too fast because she didn't work hard enough and drink enough water. All right? Everybody else is fine. But we're going to guess what we get to blame? the Dutch.
Oh!
This is the Dutch.
Again.
This is the Dutch fucking problem, y'all. So Oceanwide Expeditions, that's the name of the cruising company that is spreading this around.
We not know, Royal Caribbean.
Never Royal Caribbean.
They wouldn't do that. We wouldn't be associated.
So I want to remind you of that. Royal Caribbean has not had a single case of hantavirus, not a single case of Ebola virus. It is the cleanest virus-free boat you've ever been on in your life. So you're going to go to crimewaveatsea.com/left because we still have like 4 or 5 cabins left.
Yeah, Carnival Cruises, they're going to kill you.
They'll kill your sister.
Yeah, they'll kill you.
They'll make you rape and kill your sister.
That's what happens on Carnival Cruises.
That's what happens on Carnival Cruises.
Not Royal Caribbean.
Never in 1,000 years. That's why they're called the Royal Caribbean. That's because right. They are treat you like a queen and a queen and a queen.
You know, the color of royalty is purple, but they chose blue for some reason.
It's also the color of a swollen sack of balls.
Which is on Royal Caribbean. There's plenty of that.
Well, you'll believe me, especially if you're seeing me.
Woo!
All right, we got that. Another update.
Do we have to worry about that, though?
What?
They're cleaning the hantavirus ship, and they're shipping it back out.
Just remember, they are cleaning the hantavirus ship, and they're sending
they're
it back out.
They're hosing it down. Yeah, they threw a bunch of Purell on it, and everything's fine.
But I'm going to say this, okay? Like, now I know everybody's really upset and really nervous, and it sounds bad, right? Where it's like, hantavirus, we have RFK Jr. in charge, who it sounds like rocks falling downhill. We have, we can't do anything about that. The Ebola virus is spread. But I think what's important to remember is once you're on the cruise and you have that drink package, mm-hmm. all life goes away.
It does.
And it's a layaway adventure. You can pay a little bit at a time, right? And you're getting them freshly cleaned.
That's right.
That's when you want to get in on at a cruise is when they've already had a big health scare.
Yeah, if you want to get sick from rat shit, you're going to have to bring it yourself.
Yes.
All right? So you're going to have to take it. If you want to get sick, you want hantavirus on Royal Caribbean? Pack up your rat shit, put it in your luggage, start popping them. Start popping them when you get on there, and then by the end of it, it's a hantavirus.
And guess what you get? Free cruises for life.
That's right. Because you'll be haunting the cruise with your hantavirus.
And how huge is that? You get to be permanently on cruise as your ghost. So that's big news. Definitely got to come check us out, Crime Wave at Sea. Because that is, but I'm not even joking, it's the best vacation you're going to have outside of the journey of death.
Live from your grave.
So please come and join us in Crime Wave at Sea. But we have many other updates. Another update. So obviously this came out on Wednesday, the day after we had put out our episode last week.
Yeah.
Because why not? This is what we do here. We love when the episodes come out before the biggest news of the week. You know why?
It's honestly, almost like we plan it that way.
Oh, we do, actually. Eddie, take that back. We do. Because it does give me time to sit and reflect. So you don't have to just scream. Right? There's sometimes,
it does kind of help.
It does help. Because when I first saw this, obviously, when I first saw this news, I screamed.
I literally yelled, "I'm on vacation."
That is literally, I was like, "Leave me alone! Leave me alone!" But no, looks like his skittering and a skankering, a little skittering and a skankering, all right, seems to have worked for Alec Murdoch because it seems that he has gotten his trial appealed badly.
Yeah.
I've got my trial's been appealed badly. So those who don't know, our high-pitched Eric Fat Boy Alec Murdoch he is a murderer. I don't fucking care.
Yes.
He has been, so far, his murder conviction has been overturned by a South Carolina court. Now, the reason why it has is because of one bitch.
One shitty bitch.
I can't believe her.
I can't believe, she pled guilty.
Oh, yes. It is because of one person.
Lock this bitch up.
I cannot believe it.
Everything. Becky Hill.
Becky Hill, that was the county clerk and the court that was working under for the Murdoch trial. And what she did, which is what a thing I just had happen to me in Florida. Come with me on this and I'm going to explain how this all ties together.
Okay.
So I was on my plane to Florida.
Okay.
And I was saying, yes, I don't want to be here. Right. I'm unhappy.
not want to do this.
First day of vacation, you're going to go look at a rock that has your father's name on it.
I'm just feeling sad, right? But I'm saying I'm going to take this. I'm going to be cool, right? I got upgraded to first class because I didn't want to pay for anything crazy, right, on my way to my father's grave. But I got upgraded, and I said, oh, that must be Valhalla looking out for me, right? I sit in the front row.
That's Delta looking out for you with your diamond status. Every time Henry goes to the airport, they get so happy.
They do. That's the only time they're happy to see me. And so I go to stand up to go to the bathroom. The man next to me is an old man that is obviously a boss of many people, refuses to stand up for me to go to the bathroom. I say, hey, it's okay. He's like, you can get around me, is what he says. I say, listen, I just need you to, this is difficult. And he's like, you can get around me. So first time I do try to climb around him, it was very difficult. I climb back over him to go to sit down, go bathroom, sit down again. I get back up, go to the bathroom again. He refuses to stand up. So what do I do? I put my ass directly into his laptop and I knock it off the table.
Hell yeah.
Because he won't stand up. We're starting in a bit of a, then we get into a bit of a one-on-one where he's just like, why did you just do that? I said, because you wouldn't stand up.
You knocked his computer on the floor?
Yeah.
That's fighting shit.
Yes,
dude.
It is. And then he said, I said, because then I was saying, I'll let this flight land early.
You said that to him?
I was saying, I was like, I don't care what happens. So that was the first thing. We kind of settled it out, right? We settled it out. Then we get on the train. We get on the train. A guy goes and we get on the train to go to the rental car. Guy goes into his carry-on waiting for the rental car. This is in Florida. Puts the MAGA hat on. Starts going, what are you guys going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? To a train of people, right? So that's the second. Third, I go to the shitty little hotel where I'm staying so I don't have to be in my mother's full on under her breasts, right? So I go to the hotel. I go, hey, excuse me, can I sign up for the, you know, it's like, oh, the old man there. It's like, oh, Hilton Honors. You got to sign up for it. I said, actually, I'm good. I'm kind of in a rush. I'm trying to get over my mom's.
We're Bonvoy members, you piece of shit.
Try to make me be a traitor. I then said, no, it's okay. He's like, but do you understand what you get? When to do this, you're going to get all, you're going to get X, you're going to get Y, you're going to get all this.
Well, maybe you should have signed up for it.
And I said, honestly, thank you for letting me know, but seriously, I'm good. I got to go get over my mom's house. And he's like, you know, I can't really let you not sign. It's like, it's easy to do. I was like, seriously, man. I'm like, no, I just don't, I'm good. I'm good. He's like, you know, it's almost instant. Like, I could go. And then finally, I'm like, you're obviously going to do whatever the hell it is you want to do, right? You're obviously just going to, this is your fucking favorite thing in the fucking world, is to hook people up with the Hilton Honors. So I guess, have your fucking thrill then, right? So I yell at the man. All of this is to say.
This is connected to Alex Murdoch.
Yes, this all comes back all right, around.
Okay, this comes back around.
Two, there are Southern, old Southern fucks that believe that they know everything. And they believe that they are correct about everything. Mm. And that what they do is better. And what they know is better simply because they haven't been shot in the head by their kids yet. Right? And so Becky Hill, what she did in her mother-like way, because they're all these the same busy-bodied morons who said to the jury that she said, when you listen to Alex Murdoch talk, you don't take a word of his seriously. You don't even look at him. All right, he's a liar. He's a liar, right? And you didn't do because she wanted to sell a book.
When they were doing deliberations, she literally said, this shouldn't take us long.
Yep. And that she pressured the jury. She then said she showed pictures of evidence to her friends. And she did also because she wanted to write a book, because obviously she knew better than everybody else. And then she overturned his fucking, like, the millions of dollars that the state spent, the millions of dollars all, and the hours and the time spent. And now this case is in the trash. Because guess where Alex Murdoch gets to go and do his appeal from? From jail. Because guess what they won't take off? His financial crimes. Yeah. Because guess what's the only thing that matters in the United States of America is if you steal steal money from the government.
That's right. You can kill your whole family.
You can kill your whole family.
Well, not your whole family. Buster's still farting around.
The bad ones. Yeah, you can kill the bad. You can kill your dumpy wife, and you can kill your shitty liability son, and you can leave your just dumb enough son alive so that he can continue to do crimes for you from inside of jail.
This man's, he's a career lawyer who comes from a family of fucking county commissioners.
Yep.
His one of his lawyers was a senator. You can't fuck around.
You are, and it's just,
you can't make one mistake in any place, or exactly what's gonna happen.
It's the same homespun ego that you see over and over and over again. If she just shut her mouth, she'd be gone. But now he's serving 40 years. But he gets to serve 40 years on a white-collar prison. And that's this whole thing. The reason
why... Because they took away the violent charge.
Yes, they're taking... He is still in prison. We know Alec Murdoch loves prison. That is not even exaggeration. We know that he
lives off of fucking Capri Sun and honey buns.
He's literally, so he is used to commissary food. He ran everybody. Like, he's running the yard.
Yeah.
People love him. He figured it out immediately.
Oh, I'm sure he's selling cigarettes and all this shit. You know?
And then now he gets to spend the next 2 years preparing for this retrial, going in and out. He gets to go to the library. He gets to go to court. He gets to get his hair cut. He gets to wear his nice clothes. He gets to have all the wonderful things that he gets to have during appeal because he's not a convicted murderer.
Do you think that it is a little bit of punishment for him to sit there and lie about killing his family again?
No. He loves doing that. That's the only thing he ever did before. He loves doing that. Him lying on the stand and him lying in general.
I guess
is
what he's done his whole life.
It's his very lifeblood.
Yeah.
It is his every passion is lying.
Yeah.
And stealing. That is the only thing he likes to do is lie, steal, drink Capri Suns, and eat Oxycontins.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he likes. And without his Oxycontins.
He likes oysters as well.
Hey, who doesn't?
I mean, yeah,
and that's the most human part of him.
Yeah.
Because nothing I love better. Even people were saying about an oyster bake. I still haven't had one of those. But recently, when I was over in Raku in Vegas, I went and had this wonderful oyster with caviar on top of it. And
really?
I ate that. That was really fucking good.
That's good.
But the only caviar he's going to get is the little pieces of shit that are inside the butthole of another man that he's forcing him to eat at night when
caviar.
He makes him toss his fucking salad. All right? That's the only caviar that Alec Murdoch should get.
Fucking piece of shit. Well,
but honestly, he'll struggle. There's going to be an appeal. They're going to do a full-on retrial. It's going to waste everybody's time and money, and he's going to be found guilty again.
Also, if he is just now... If it's acquitted all of a sudden, how come he's not screaming, let's go find the murderer?
Because he's the murderer.
Yeah.
And because if he was, let's go find the murderer, he'd be like, where's that? I gotta find out where he is. Oh my God, it's me. I was doing such a deep and dark very thorough investigation. And next thing I know, as I followed the clues, I went down around here and I found, is there an empty Capri Sun? Oh, that looks familiar. And over here, we're an empty honey bun case. Oh, that looks familiar too. Oh, it's my favorite gun. That's my least favorite wife. Oh, my God.
Double tapper.
Oh, better. Because she'll come back. She'll come back like Jason Voorhees. I have to make sure to fucking pepper her with AK-47 bullets. Because she could come back like Jason Voorhees. And my dumb son. Okay, I'm so glad I sent him to hell. Not only I sent him to hell, I got my good tall buster. Got my tool good. I'm having a good time. I'm doing great dominoes. I'm going to be Muslim very soon. He's going to be great Muslim.
He would be, because he would look so good in a bow tie.
Oh, my God. Him with the shaved head and a little hat. The little fez. Oh, my God. He would go, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Like, that would be amazing. Please go Islam.
Oh,
with the face tattoo. That's to remember all my fallen soldiers.
Well, I feel like there's another thing we got to talk about. We've spent enough time on this piece of shit. He's still going to stay. He's still going to die in prison.
Yeah, he is.
It just sucks that he's like not going to die in prison in
the way we want it to.
Yeah. All right. So there was a big alien drop.
Yes, there was.
And none of it really makes sense to me, and I was hoping you can help me out.
What is interesting is that on May 8th, the United States government, which is now, I guess they're calling themselves the Department of War, they
When you're in six and under a year, it's, easy to do.
Can you call it war if all we do is lose?
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like on some level, like, I feel like we should just call it something else if all we do is burn trillions of dollars and lose.
You can lose war.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you can lose. It's still a war if you
maybe
lose.
Maybe it's just the Department of Losing Wars. So yeah, the Department of Losing Wars, they put out this new UAP dump. So where this seems to be is a feeble response to this, the idea of people want disclosure. And we saw what they did with the Jeffrey Epstein files. So with the Jeffrey Epstein files, about half of the 3 million were loosely dumped onto the FOIA website in which you have to clumsily go through one by one by keyword each file. And we had actually then have web developers create shit that made it more easy to navigate stuff like EpsteinExposed.com, Jmail. We've covered these. But with this dump, which they've been threatening, they've been talking about how they're going to do this big disclosure dump of all of these, this cache of files and videos. And what they did was release it on a website that, to be honest, I'm going to go as far as to say, I'm going to call it condescending.
Really?
Because of the font, the web design, it's easily searchable. And the, what they've done is they've made it to look like it's the X-Files. They did it with the conspiracy theory font and the green and the black. And they did this stuff as if you are making fun of me for even being interested in this technology. Because this is the only way this would be cool is if this was designed by a Monster energy drink. And these guys really believe that we're...
It does look like a 90s sci-fi film.
And we're being made to kind of... I feel like I'm being talked to like an idiot by the government in this way. But some of the stuff in it is interesting. There's a lot of documentation about essentially backing up the Twinen memo, which was essentially back in the day, there was apparently an Air Force intelligence report that they did in 1947 that said all of these guys made a think tank, and they basically said, we have looked into this flying disc situation and we believe it is real, and we believe that the ships are real, and we believe that we know that other things that were released in this dump are interesting too, where they talk about the train of information that kind of hints at a hidden found UFO, and it's in the right places, right? It's at Wright-Patterson. It's at these places where they specifically retrofit enemy military tech.
But there's no like picture of like some general with his arm around an alien or anything like that.
Nothing like that. So what has been released is a lot of stuff that for many people has been known for a long time. A lot of it is, and a lot of it, unfortunately, is not very much better than what I put out on my mandate, which makes everybody angry. Yeah. But I want to do, but I will show you, this is blips and bloops. And some of these blips and bloops are actually really compelling.
So some of it you feel like is good.
I watched every video, and the two I found were the one that we're looking at right now. This is the one I'll even describe to you. So this one is PR38. That's the one that I found. It's one of the videos, and what you're seeing here is a disc like craft.
It looks like a star.
It looks like a star. That is light bouncing off of it. That is what you'd call like a bokeh effect. That's like something that comes from the camera itself.
So the disc is the middle line.
Is that line thing, okay, right? Cool. Whatever that thing is giving off a light of some sort. It's like a energy structure around it. Now what you're looking at in this video is extremely interesting.
It has emissions.
There's
a trail. So it has like looks like it's gas powered.
It does. Well, it's a vapor trail. But Eddie, what you're not seeing is the way that it is moving.
Yeah.
That is not how a plane moves.
No, it's moving like a drone.
It's moving like a weird, weird drone. Now, this came from, I believe, if you look at the description, Rob, this was from the United Arab Emirates. Is the UAP?
This one was the Middle East.
Yes. So all of this is stuff that they have sourced from military, essentially old school military reports that have been now vetted enough that these are now considered to be stripped of any important information that could compromise our missions over in the Middle East or in all these places. But they are like essentially saying these are the official sightings that the military said that they have had.
Okay.
And also what's interesting truly is the pictures of them on the moon. And so there is a series of pictures of the I forgot which which there's a series of pictures of which Apollo mission. They're on the moon. And they're taking like literal like photography pictures with a camera on their hands, and you could see this like they're circling things in the sky where they're seeing weird flashes. Like that was like one of the things that the astronauts and came out in this report that was interesting, was saying like they would be on the surface of the moon looking up and seeing like the world was just alive. Like everything was alive. Like things were like moving and shifting.
The universe.
The universe is like alive.
Apollo 12, it looks like.
Yes. And so this stuff, that is really interesting. That, and I actually, I like all of this. This is the stuff that I was like, this is, it's compelling. I like the fact that they released the moon pictures because it shows that like we have been to the moon officially at some point. And so you could see all these things out in the sky around the moon. That's very interesting. Before we were doing that much space, it was like, there's not that much debris in space for it to be reflecting in that way.
Back then.
Back then. So that's interesting.
This one, Apollo 17 caught a triangle.
Yes, it is very strange.
Very cool.
It's really cool. Like, so those pictures are really cool. It's just who's doing it and why. This is the problem. So on one hand, I am actually like, this is fun. I was like, looking through on the plane, you know, like I got through, I watched all the videos. I was like, oh yeah, this is fun. And I, and like, it does feel cool. It does feel like we're getting somewhere with it, but it's also, my problem is that obviously this is done to distract from another. It's every other level of distracting because they have no else. They have no idea how to do anything besides just distract. They have no idea how to fix a single thing or to complete a thing or to do a thing. They just know how to like throw stuff out at the fucking shitstorm because they're all media people.
How do you compare this dump to the Epstein file dump?
Oh my God, this dump is so well organized and tracked. And explained, and there's all this context, and there's all of these, and the government's like really has that whole preamble about the truth, and has all this stuff, and you like look at it, and that's the problem. Is that,
do you think it's just because the FBI sucks, or is it because, do you think that maybe this was constructed?
No, this
10
is
years
done.
Ago?
No. You know, this was done. My call, again, fully just my opinion, he has been talking about doing this disclosure thing for about a month and a half now.
Yeah.
This could be built in that time.
Okay.
So I think that he came up with this idea that we're doing disclosure, and then the absolutely talentless villains that run the FBI and the Department of Losing Wars, they came together with this idea of like, and then we'll hit them with like conspiracy theory stuff, and we'll do it with the X-Files like logo, and we'll do it with the font and stuff, so these guys can really see like how sci-fi it is, because they think we're idiots, obviously.
Yeah. No, it
when
is.
I look at it, it's very, but I am thankful, but I do think it's more of the same. We have seen these types of videos over and over again.
But
it's,
these are all new videos.
It is. But it is interesting that it's more of the same.
So that might give all the other videos more credence.
It does to me. But I always had credence for the other ones. It's really just, what are they then? And that's the main issue. What we're seeing here now is the next level, which is, okay, great. What are they?
Do you think this is everything they got?
No.
Yeah.
I think this is very palatable. And I think that there's lots of blips and bloops.
Yeah.
Lots of blips and bloops. There's lots
like
of
crashed
orbs. None of that. None.
Well, you know, that would be assuming that one of them crashed.
Or do they purposely crash themselves in order to gift us crafts, if you believe in one version of the story? Or is there a story where it was the B team that got here and that's why they crashed? Or is it a story about that it was faked all to begin with? Or did we knock it out of the sky? There's that story that we knocked it out of the sky. There's also like this idea that why would they come just to crash? How could they get here and just crash?
That's what I'm thinking. If you're so advanced that you traveled through fucking galaxies to get here.
Unless you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Unless you're literally doing it on purpose.
We barely crash airplanes. I mean, we do.
And we really try.
We really try.
We really go for it.
There was that one.
Just recently, the 2F-15s.
Yeah. But that was during an air show.
Oh, yeah.
That always kind of happens during an air show.
What if to them it doesn't really matter?
No, of course nothing matters.
What if like to them like dying doesn't matter?
Yeah, of course not.
Crashing their ships doesn't matter. So like,
if we believe in any of the lore, they are not here presently. If they are actual biomechanical entities that are being
being essentially fueled by another intelligence somewhere else, it would make a lot of sense for them to just be expendable corpses out here.
Right.
I would love if one of them crashed and it had an American flag on it with like 200 stars.
No, it's going to be something like that. I can't, dude, that's what we got to do. That's what the fake one we got to do. We got to fuck people up, man. But otherwise, like, because again, it's very interesting, and I am, and it is, it does remind you still that it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the key here. It's still a mystery, but look who's doing it and why are they doing it? That's the main issue. So Epstein is still very much in play. Also, watch this. Here, we can do this. Is not even, just do it just for the sake of it. Hit me with the update. Just for the sake of the song. Just like I miss it.
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah. It's Jeffrey time.
It's just good to do. I just wanted to hear it one more time.
I missed it.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
So I there was an article that came out in Rolling Stone that was talking about
We love Rolling Stone.
Oh, wow. Don't we? Am I crying? But this came out with this story about Jeffrey Epstein's Seagate neighborhood.
Okay.
And basically, this lady that wrote this article was talking about her grandfather was a prolific molester. Now, what I don't like about this is I've seen this a couple times. You know what they always do on all my true crime videos? You know this, Rob. You know they do, like, grandma finds grandfather's horrible secret.
Yeah.
We already know. We all know what the secret is. It's all together now, a treasure trove of CSAM.
CSAM, yeah.
Now,
sometimes
my question
is a baby head in a freezer.
Sometimes it is. And that was that's when I'm relieved. Because you know what I also ask? Can we stop calling it a treasure trove?
Yeah.
Because did they have to defeat a dragon to get it?
Yeah. Did they have to go on a spark?
Did they have to go on a magical quest?
Are they pirates?
Yeah.
Looking for booty?
Yarr. No, crash on the field. Shave the field. That's what I say. So,
what was I talking about?
The treasure trove of CSAM from the Seagate neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. So, Jeffrey Epstein grew up in the Seagate neighborhood of Brooklyn, which was this kind of gated community, very fancy for all the millionaires and all the people that had built all these sort of like what they called their seaside escape in Southern Brooklyn.
I just can't believe there's a nice place near Coney Island.
It can't be that nice.
It really can't.
But it's for the richy rich back in the day. I don't know how it is now, but I do know back in the day it was for the richy rich. And Jeffrey Epstein and this lady, they lived on what was considered to be the poor side of it, which was right up against the gate where they said they could look through the gate and an almost like truly American shitification things. You can look from the rich neighborhood onto the poor neighborhood. You could feel bad for them.
Okay.
There, right? And then so what they did was is that Jeffrey Epstein, she said she knew him because their side of the neighborhood, because they were the lower income side of the fancy part, that was where the stickball came, right? It's all the boys playing a stickball. You remember stickball, Rob?
Yeah.
We both played stickball. Yeah. Boys, right? Played some stickballs in North. That's definitely a Brooklyn affectation, right?
Yeah.
So they're on there, they're playing stickball. And for those of you that don't know what stickball is, it's what Newsies play. So stickballs are just out there. They're zoning
up. Did you ever play?
Oh, of course.
You're in New York. I never played stickball.
Yeah, with the broomstick.
Yeah.
Literally like old fashioned. We used to do it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. You know me, boogie down Bronx. And so this lady lived with her mother and her grandfather used to do this thing where their house was over on the other side of this fence was considered where the home run marker was.
Yeah.
So they would hit the markers, they would hit the stick balls over the fence, and the grandfather would go over and collect all the fun little balls, right? And he'd bring over and he'd resell them to the kids for half the money that they would buy them from at the store, right? And it was
a
like
good a little scam you got going.
Good. It was kind of cute if he wasn't sucking and fucking everybody, right? And it turns out that he was sucking her mother, right? Her mother was sleeping with him in bed, which was a weird affectation that began when she was a daughter. She slept with him in bed, and then eventually her mother graduated her to her grandfather's bed so that she could be molested by her grandfather. And then her grandfather probably molested the entire neighborhood. Now, it seems that it makes kind of sense then that Jeffrey Epstein could have possibly have been molested within this neighborhood. Apparently, within the Seagate neighborhood, there was 7 child molesters.
Wow.
In this one area. And it makes sense that he would have been molested if that's what made him go do it later on. It would make sense that that's how he was taught to do it. Because okay. normally molestation...
Hurt people hurt people.
Normally it comes from somewhere. It's very rarely a brand new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Normally
yeah, yeah.
it is learned behavior. Normally you have... Someone did it to you. Or I guess you read about it in a how-to book.
It's one of those things where like people are always talking
about... I hate those
about...
dummies. Some of these dummies books are inappropriate. Yeah.
Child molestation grooming, for
grooming
dummies.
Children for yeah, grooming children for dummies is... wow.
Grooming children for mummies. Cute. Not all it's wrapped up to be. The man, but the thing is, it's like you talk about this, it's like hurt people hurt people, it's never all that shit, and it's definitely what happened to this guy here.
It's very possible. It is quite possible. Who knows? I mean, there's no direct evidence. It is definitely a shot in the dark. She kind of just says this out loud, but it makes sense that it would be true. But it's like she recognized him growing up with him. And think about that. Like, that's what she was saying. She was like, I thought of Jeffrey Epstein since I was like 8.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, Jeff? The New York City financier? You know, like that the Jim Downey bit.
Man, if I would have just been like, oh my God, Sammy Nepper. You did what?
You did what?
I haven't thought of you since I was 9.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Oh my God. Anthony Amorici. Honestly, if Anthony Amorici, if any of those guys, Bobby Barbarelli, where are you at?
Oh, someone's, yeah.
Where's Bobby?
Are these
Bobby
real people?
Yet? Yeah.
I changed one of the names on my person.
I didn't. Bobby Barbarelli, where are you at, bro? I remember you were a sickly boy. You're doing good. Are you alive?
We'll find out.
Joey Stoffel, you still alive?
Joey Stoffel? He's feeling awful.
No, see, I hope Joey's still alive. Yeah. Love Joey.
Yeah. All right,
have
fine.
Fun.
James Watzek, where the fuck are you?
What where are you? Where are you at?
Your fucking ass?
Where's my old buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, what Jonathan Jacobs, where are you at, bro? Come on out. We talked a couple times.
Well, you know, that sounds nice. Well, I'm glad you learned. We're learning about new neighborhoods in Brooklyn now.
We are, and you know, it's always good to know that there's a place so always, you can always move up. You can always move up in this world.
Rise from your grave.
There we go. All right. So let's do, which one do you want to cover of these?
All
which
right,
one
well,
do cover of these?
All right, this one is I love this story and we missed it. And because we were, you know, we were working on everything, but U.S. Special Forces soldier who took part in the operation that captured Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro was arrested Thursday after allegedly betting on Maduro's removal from office on the poly market.
So he can literally be, how can he, I guess, be fired for insider trading?
Fired. He's going to prison.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. So he bet $33,000 on the poly market within hours that Maduro would be captured, and then they paid out over $400,000.
Wow. How does one even find the poly market?
I have no
idea.
You
just type it in.
I try not to gamble normal, but this is all like what has turned into gambling. Gambling is too easy. You can lose so much money just sitting on the fucking toilet these days.
You just sign up for it, dude.
You know, yeah, I'm looking at this right now. I think in order to do stuff like this, you probably have to be the most broken, bored person on the face of this very earth.
Lots of people do it. There was the Guardians pitcher, the relief pitcher, who just got kicked out of baseball because he was bet. Because now you can bet not only on the games but each pitch you could bet on. And he would throw, and he was a really good pitcher, but he was a relief pitcher, and he would bet that he would help people bet that his first throw or his first pitch was going to be a ball. And so he had, so every time he pitched, it was a ball. And so people, they realized that because it just kept happening. Like, why is everyone keep betting that this guy's first pitch is going to be a ball? And then they realized he'd made like $100,000 and now he's kicked out of baseball.
Wow. That's the smartest pitcher I've ever heard.
I mean, not really. He doesn't play
any sports.
So,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he's got to go play in Japan or some shit.
Hey, man, that's fine with me. Why are there so many rules around sports?
What do you mean?
There's so many rules.
There should be rules. That's what the whole thing of sports.
I feel like in that way, it just makes them more competitive in a way. You know what I mean? I feel like you talked about this. Did you talk about this last week with Cena or somebody? The idea of like, I wish
Everybody was on human growth hormone.
Oh, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a fan of the elevated games.
Buddy. Oh, yeah. I want every athlete to be on it. I want every... Max it out. I think that'd strong. Be fun as hell,
find out which ones are strong. Yeah,
yeah, dude. Yeah, I want to find... I want to fucking... Because what is the enhanced games?
The enhanced games is happening, I believe, this week or next week in Vegas, where it is like a bunch of HGH athletes.
Which
trying
is stuff
to
like, can you do
records.
Gymnastics with fucking double D fake tits?
Well, it's like wait, not yet.
Oh, not yet. It's not run with a BBL. He's not one of those. Like, can you run with a 20-pound BBL? That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, it's
the
like,
truly enhanced award.
It's for like weightlifting and track and field mostly. And so
these guys are all gonna die.
And if you, for sure, the mountain's a part of it.
Well, the mountain's a strong man. The mountain, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. Well,
in the mountain, you can do PEDs and stuff like that in a mountain.
Strongman.
Yeah, you could do a certain amount. Steroids up to a point are not even real. Like, yes, there are performance enhancing.
Like, rampant in like bodybuilding, but
it's in bodybuilding, arm wrestling. The guy I just watched.
Really?
I have become.
Well, I don't know why I thought arm wrestling would be pure.
It is fucking. Are you mean to tell
two
me
two dudes, 10 fingers?
That's it. Rob, you're not into arm wrestling? You're not into Devin LeRat? Buddy,
no, it's not my
Devin
thing, really.
LeRat is
Devin
my
LeRat.
Fucking
look
dude, man.
Look him up, please.
The fucking Canadian Wolverine, man. Devin LeRat just won his first, like, he just came back from a championship for the first time, like, in years. He came back. He won this brutal fucking match. He shaved his head to look like an old man.
I've seen this guy. No, he's great.
Devin LeRat is fucking the coolest motherfucker in the world. He has destroyed his body.
He does seem pretty cool.
He has destroyed his body arm wrestling.
Well, we don't know anything about him.
No, he's fine.
Is he fine?
I follow him. He's a Canadian, like, he doesn't talk about anything controversial. All he talks about, he is the number one Michael Jordan of arm wrestling. He is like the face of the sport right now.
Okay, cool.
And he learned, like, he does stuff where he'll like learn your language and he'll talk shit at you in your language. He's one of the best shit talkers on the face of the planet. And he talks about cycling.
Yeah, he tries to look weak.
He tries to look crazy. He's crazy looking.
He shaves his head.
He talks shit and he does. But he's basically changed the entire sport, but he openly talked about PED use, cycling. You see all those fucking pimples?
Yeah.
See his fucking face, dude?
He's all jacked up.
Oh, he's all PED'd out.
Why not put this in the enhanced games?
Because I feel like it's because
this should totally be a part of the enhanced games.
I don't think they're man enough for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think they're man enough for arm wrestling. It's a one-appended sport.
Also,
you know what I mean? That's a bar sport.
I would love to go see this live, but it's just like, these guys are so huge. How do you see anything?
Well, you film, you look at it, you watch it. You better see it on TV.
But there's people sitting behind them and stuff.
It's better
to
see it on TV.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is a
TV sport.
It's definitely a TV sport.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, he talks about how he uses them and he cycles off. And so there are ways to use it that are not just like rampant.
So
steroid
you're for
use.
This.
Yeah, it's sports. What do I give a fucking
but
shit?
Their whole thing is they're trying to break like a bunch of world records on steroids.
Yeah, sure.
But they're not going to count.
No, but, they're just trying to be like, we did it.
Yeah why not?
And they get huge bonuses. Well, it's because the whole thing's funded by Peter Thiel.
Well, yeah, of course. They're all going to die. Anybody that you can't look up to it, like it's one of those things
people
where
are, though.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
Yes.
You don't look up to that. You just mostly go like, it's like a circus. For me, I view that as sort of like entertainment. If this is what these people, I love people who destroy their body to entertain me. I do. I love it. I love freak show people. I love like really intense performance artists.
Ralphie May.
Love Ralphie May, what he did to himself for us. That was for us. He got himself that weird and that big to entertain us. And that's why, like, why do you think I do this? Why do you think I'm building this body?
Yeah.
It's for you. It's for the audience.
Yeah, he hasn't looked like this forever.
No, I don't look like this for me.
When I met Henry, he was thin as a rail.
Yep. I put weight on to be a comedian.
Honestly, that is true for Holden.
Well, that just kind of happened accidentally.
Yeah. There's another story I want to talk about, which is breaking. So we're going to learn a lot about this in the coming week. But it rings true or rings similar to the the Ghost Adventures.
Oh my god! I went to Zach Bacon's museum in Vegas.
How was it?
It was fun. It's way too long.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. I was late for another. This happened again. 2 hours, 35 minutes into the tour. I had to go, how much longer is this? They're like, it's at least another hour. It's like, what the fuck?
You can't just walk around it like a normal museum?
No, it's a toured thing. It's really great. It's truly one of the best haunted attractions I've ever seen. But they constantly show all this footage of people passing out in there. And they're like, these are the ghosts affecting people.
They're playing the knockout game?
It's like, I guess. But I was like, I actually think the reason why they're passing out is because all of this fucking haze and everybody's on edibles.
Yeah, you got to put a you need a cafe in the middle. Yeah, it's going to be that long.
Yes, that's the thing. It's like they're passing out. It's because it's fucking 3.5 hours long and it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Like, that's why. I don't think it's the ghost. But otherwise, it was fascinating. And I met the doll that cursed the guy from Ghost Adventures.
Peggy?
Yep. No.
Not Peggy.
Noma.
Noma. So she cursed. Oh, because he was looking for her.
Yes.
When he found out that his wife was trying to kill him.
No, it was because he looked at the doll once.
Oh, and that would turn his wife crazy.
That's what made him hire a hitman. Yep. According to Zach Bagans in his video intro, before you go in, he says he's like, this is a doll I will never look at again. And then he's just like, I explain, he's like, oh, I saw this doll. I had this thing in here. Me and Carrot Top had like a weird experience. And then he's like, and it led to the horrendous planning of one of my co-host's wife to hire a hitman to murder him.
Oh my god, he's cashing in on it where he doesn't even have to.
It's like, have you asked him? I bet you that they must have, like...
I mean, they released it as part of the TV show.
Yes.
When it happened, you know, he was just like, this is great!
Yes! Fuck yes! What just happened? Fuck yes! Yes!
That doll's haunted.
Get that doll.
It's haunted. So Gabby Gonzalez, she's an influencer. She's accused in a murder to hire plot to kill her boyfriend singer, Jack Avery. All right. Jack Avery was a part of the boy group Why Don't We?
I'm sorry, that's the worst name for a group I've ever heard.
They're extremely popular.
Why Don't We is the name of a band?
This is sliding into unk territory. Their number one song, 8 Letters, has almost 700 million listens.
Is it 8 Letters is the name of it?
Yeah. Okay, it's 2 4-letter words.
What does it sound like?
I mean,
what are they called?
It sounds like the Forvid. Why Don't We? Why is the name of the boy band that I don't even know if they're still together or not.
You guys are just...
But that's like getting lost on the wrong thing. So Gabby Gonzalez, she was picked up from the airport in Humboldt. Sweet, sweet Humboldt.
Oh, nothing bad ever happens out there.
Yeah, she was picked
up... Not where Murder Mountain was filmed.
And so basically, she wanted... she was alleged conspiracy to kill the father of her daughter... Boy band singer Jack Avery. All right.
So can we hear a little snippet? Shut that the fuck off. Shut it the fuck off. Can I kill him? Can I be the hitman? Listen, I volunteer. I volunteer to be the hitman. I'll be $100. I'll do it myself. Okay? We'll invite him over. I'll poison him. Okay? I promise you he'll be dead. Take a chance. Let's go. I got real big. Take it off. Shut it off. Let me do it. I'll kill the whole band.
Can I say
something? I'll do it for free. Where are they? Where do they live?
They are at least some of them playing instruments.
How do you know?
As far as boy bands go?
How do you know?
The Jonas Brothers kind of brought that.
Yeah, they're kind of playing.
You don't know if that shit's plugged in or not. It doesn't look plugged in.
No, I mean, he's got the little earpiece.
Anybody can have an earpiece.
I mean, I think that, you know, the music sucks. He could be playing bad music, Henry.
Wow.
Her father was also arrested, Francisco Gonzalez, and booked with
for stopping it. For stopping it, is the judge going to issue an execution order for the children?
He was arrested in Florida, and he's being extradited to L.A. Their 7-year-old daughter, Lavender, they're in a custody battle for their daughter Lavender.
The kids can be fine.
Yeah, the kids.
That kid's going to be fine. Don't worry about that kid. Don't worry about that.
It's like a bunch of young bloods.
Yeah. Dude. This is like a fucking evil army of young bloods.
Well, I think that this guy, he doesn't seem like a horrible person yet. I'm just learning his name today. But the guy who they were trying to kill, he's just a bad musician. You know, I don't think that he's really done anything wrong so far. Yeah, other than be a bad dad.
Yeah, maybe. Of course, Eddie.
But yes, so Gabby was arrested last week in Humboldt, and we're going to see where this is going to take us, but so we have a similar.
So he's still alive.
He's still alive.
So
he's
he still could alive. Still make music.
Yeah, it's probably going to be great for him.
Ugh.
Francisco masterminded a plan that dates back to 2021 to track and photograph Jack in Hawaii.
Why didn't
you
just destroy his masters? That's what you should have done. Honestly, I'd pay for your bail. I'll pay for your bail, lady.
Yeah.
I'll pay for your bail if you destroy all his masters.
I don't think she can do much of anything. She is local, pay your bail. So you can go visit her.
I'll pay your bail. You can get out, smash his guitars, make sure you never can get to music ever again, and I'll pay for your life.
She was working on getting custody of Lavender, and the plan was to get footage of him smoking and drinking so it could hurt in the custody dispute.
When it comes down to it, she did it bad. Never bring your dad in on a hitman thing either. Do dads do anything right?
Yeah.
No. That's why your mom stops asking him to do stuff.
Yeah, she...
Okay, so don't ask your dad to hook up a hitman for you unless your father's a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
And if your father's a hitman, awesome.
So there was a guy named Dustin Braca. He is the alleged hitman. And the cops say that her and her friend Kai Cordry tried to get Dustin Braca. That's how she put it to kill him.
Oh, yeah, Braca, Braca, Braca.
Yeah, yeah. Her and her father had electronically paid $10,000 to Kai and for web development payments. And this was apparently to kill. You can't skim out on murder for hire.
Seriously,
$10,000 is not enough. It's not enough.
I've been saying this for years.
Really, like, this is
25G
at minimum.
25G.
I say 100. If you want
to kill this guy, this fucking guy, I feel like that's a lot. I think it's a tall order. I think you can get $18,000.
A federal agent poses a hitman got on a phone call
always.
With Francisco.
Always. And yeah, I'm certain I'm fine. He can live for now, but he better change his ways. He better quit music. If he wants to live, he better quit music.
Yeah. Okay. Be a better dad. Be a better dad.
No, no. Okay. Honestly, right. Fuck that. I don't want him nowhere near the daughter. He should not be a father or a musician. He should be at a Cold Stone Creamery. That's where he should be. Okay. I got a lot of great feedback from our Uncle Corner last week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we covered all of the information we had about DeForvid, our favorite crooner singer, 20 mm-hmm. years old. And we asked the question to our audience, why does Zoomer music sound like bad versions of older music?
Yeah.
And I got a lot of very interesting, like, you know, we were obviously, we did it in an uncle-esque funny way.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of very interesting answers.
Okay.
From people that consider themselves Zoomers or teachers of Zoomers.
Okay.
And they essentially said that right now, the main issue is just how they get music. So they get music by social media apps.
Yeah.
They hear snippets of maybe old songs and then they think that it's a brand new song, right? Because all they're interested a lot of times is in the social media apps or what is huge on the social media apps. And largely, especially the more young side of people, which does make sense. Right now, we are currently, and you could see it around, we're in aesthetics obsessed period.
Okay.
Like we're in a period right now. Which has happened, this is not the first time, where your fandoms mean who you are.
Yeah.
Right? You're in this thing now where what you like really depends on how cool the thing is to like it and if it makes you cool to like it. So DeForvid built an aesthetic that these emo 13-year-olds liked.
And so that's why they all got into it. But now it's like, you know, someone told me to look up other stuff that we would like that are better ambassadors of Gen Z music. People like Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, not for us. Neither not for us, but I get it. Addison Rae, I can't pick out of a lineup.
Chapel Roan's not bad.
Charlie
XCX stuff.
Is like 45 years old.
I can't do it.
And then the other ones, like, they're all the same. You know, it's like one of those where she's a little, like, Charlie XCX is lying to you. Okay, yeah. I love you all. She's lying to you. She's like 10 years older than she says she is. I think I get it. There's certain things that are interesting. I'm not saying that there's no interesting music. It's just the stuff that people do like is the, like, it's the stuff that I don't get hung up on. Like the idea of the young blood, who's obviously a Hot Topic version of somebody who sings songs.
Yeah.
But largely, it seems the Zoomers do understand that. It's just hard to get around all of the social media of it. You are trapped in this world. We're trapped in this, like, world of what things mean when you say you like them.
Yeah.
Like, you're already, what you like is putting you in a different category.
Well, it's different now than it was for us. Like, especially in hip hop. I saw one of my favorite beat makers, Ninth Wonder. He's unbelievable. He works with Kendrick a lot. He made this interesting post about Drake's new album and how, like, you know, it's weird that so many young people are so into Drake because hip hop is different now than it used to be.
Well, Drake is mall music.
Well, here's what I'm saying is, when we were younger and consuming hip hop was a new art form. It was like 10 years old. It was like 15 years old. All right. So, like, we were like, when Snoop Dogg's album came out, sure, it was like he was like older than us, but he was only like 4 years older than us.
He really, you know, wasn't like, that much
like,
older than us.
He's really not that much older than us. But then when it comes to like now, you got like 12-year-olds listening to Drake, who's in his 40s. And so they're not really like listening to their peers as much as they're listening to older like people who they shouldn't be listening to.
But they're all, and their way they're listening to them is through social media. And the way they're listening to them is through just a different way than we discovered music. And they are just not this, it's just not the same. It's like they've discovered a whole new, and it's filtered. These are like everything's filtered. Everything is already, by the time it's arrived to you, it's already been packaged. It's already been kind of put together in a whole aesthetic instead of you kind of developing your own by searching. But I do think that what we're going to see is the revamp as well, the kickback as well. I think right now we're just in a period of time where art is bad and art goes up and down.
There is good stuff. It's just not getting shipped out to the mainstream.
No, things go up and down. And honestly, we should be thankful for these times when we can maybe get to like something that's a little bit more obscure and it can be yours for a little while before it goes mainstream. Like, this is a really a wonderful time for independent art in that way, is that there's a lot of people out there championing things that make you loyal. Like, there's just something about, there is stuff out there.
I do like a lot of younger artists, and I'm not going to mention them because I feel like they'll immediately become lame if I say I like them.
Well, that's the best part.
Yeah.
It's like, I love Wet Leg. I like Wet Leg. Viagra Boys, Amol and the Sniffers.
Doughchi.
I love that Doughchi. That Doughchi. Somebody, I don't know who put her together.
She's from your town.
Yeah, I don't know who put that Doughchi together ever. did it right. Well, you know, that's how I like. And I watched you, I was like, oh, that's a heck of a lady. I've seen,
Yaya Bay. People should listen to Yaya Bay.
Sure.
But, so we're in there. We know, enough. But yeah, I think it's just the way that they get their fucking information, because they hear it on TikTok, and then it's just like, 4 seconds of a song. You don't even know the whole fucking song, much less the body of work from the artist. It's a shitty way of consuming.
Yeah, and you can't even say like the word sex on social media. You can't say certain words. Mm-hmm. So yes, the music that you're also going to get is going to be already filtered to an extreme amount because it's on social media to begin with, and which they are treating you somewhere between a 4-year-old. You're somehow on social media. You're both a 4-year-old that's also a sex worker. Yeah. And I have no idea how that is. It's just a way they kind of treat us like both. And I don't know what you want from us.
Yeah, because TikTok, we all know, is like, it's just filled with young people. Like right now, we lost a TikToker this morning.
Oh, where?
Patriotic Kenny, he died at the tender age of 84. TMZ
TikTok star
John Kelly.
It's just a fucking man with an oxygen tank on. What did he do? What was his bit?
I never heard of it.
Who was Patriotic Kenny?
I just can't believe that
the tops of TMZ dead like, in 84.
TikTok star.
Is he not on our list? No, man. Our list is holding strong. Rudy's looking better than ever.
Shatner fell off a horse, but he bounced back on.
Bill Cosby's going back on tour.
We had some close calls. Yeah.
These guys are all getting back up, but Patriotic Kenny died.
We lost him. We lost Patriotic. So what happened?
Do you think it was like a bullet from the Korean War that finally worked its way into his heart? It's like one of those. Like,
well, he was doing the TikTok challenge, swallow a mortar.
Oh, the hardest part. Oh, yeah, you got to do that anally. So what is he? Is he a bad guy or no?
Who knows? He's Patriotic Kenny. Who cares?
He probably did bad things at some point.
As soon as I hear the word patriotic, it makes me suspicious.
It really does. I used to love being it, but you know, what are you going to do? So these young TikTokers are dropping like flies.
Got to be careful. Fentanyl. The goddamn fentanyl. It's because they put fentanyl in his Metamucil. And that's what took him fucking down.
All right.
Bye, Patriotic Kenny. Thanks for making a little bit more room in Florida.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, this has been fun.
This really has been fun. I mean, we kind of went through the other letters.
There's other things I wanted to talk about, but, you know, there's the billionaire's son who pushed him off a cliff, supposedly.
Fucking God, so funny. So fucking funny. Like, you know, this also just shows, too. Like, I just... Just so happy we don't have kids.
Yeah.
Just so happy we don't have kids. That's all they want to do is kill you. That's all they want to do. It's all they plan.
Yeah.
It's all they plan to do is fucking use your death.
It's like if you have $1 billion and a child, make sure they do their homework or they're going to push you off a mountain while you guys are hiking.
And so they just sit there going like, Daddy doesn't give me anything. And that's all they think about. You've given him everything.
Yeah. But, you know.
You've given him everything.
The times are a-changing.
You know, honestly, live every day going on the same trail hikes as billionaires so you can love pushing them off a mountain. And then you laugh. As their spindly bodies plummet towards the ravine below and smash down on the blood-covered rocks.
Hey, I wanted to thank everybody for all your food suggestions for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good options here that I never even heard of before. I'm so fucking excited.
Wait.
Thank you. May 29th, last podcast on the left's going to be in Pittsburgh. Come check us out. It's going to be a blast. And then Henry and I were doing Rochester, but it's sold out. So the next Side Story show, the only other one on the books, still has a couple tickets, is London, Ontario. That's going to be on June 28th. So go check that out. And I got a bunch of stand-up shows coming up. The next one's going to be on 6-7.
Yay!
It's going to be on June 6th at the Phoenix Desert Ridge Improv. I'm going to be doing that with Amber Nelson.
It's going to be great!
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And then July 10th, I'm going to be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. July 12th, Newark, New Jersey. July 26th, the Comedy Store here in L.A. And then I got a new show on the books. I'm going to be in Chicago. Hey! On August 1st, Chicago at the Lincoln Lodge. I can't wait. I got a whole bunch of more dates, some other ones coming out, Denver, hopefully DC. So go check that out all on eddietunes.com.
Yeah, baby. That's going to be great. We can't wait to see you out there. Go to patreon.com/lastpodcast. I'd love to listen to ad-free episodes and go to @LP on the left for all social media needs. Go over to YouTube and check LPN TV. No Dogs in Space. Go check them all out. The Brighter Side is due, and also HGX2 is out there.
Yes.
And also, I want you to know
the playoffs are start this week. I hope you do well in the playoffs.
So do I.
Yeah. You made it. You beat somebody, and you beat contestant B, I believe, or maybe it was contestant A, and now you get to move move on and face contestant A or contestant B in the first round of the playoffs. You are. You actually, you're the only one who like tries to win. It's very funny. Everyone else is just like trying to be entertaining, but you just want to win.
Yeah, of course.
Even though like if you lost, you wouldn't have to be on the next episode.
But then I wouldn't have won. I have to win.
We don't know if you win or not.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if you win. But you are trying very hard. It's hilarious to watch.
Don't come at me. You know what I mean? If you expect me to back down, if you expect me to be second best, don't fucking try me, dog.
HGX2, every Thursday, there's four more episodes coming out. It premieres right after Last Stream on the Left does on YouTube, so just let that baby roll right into the other one. You're gonna fucking love it.
Yeah.
Bye, fuckers. Also, I wanted to give a quick RIP to one of my favorite musicians who passed away. A real musician.
A real one.
A real musician. Part of the West Coast Get Down, Ryan Porter, the greatest trombone player who ever lived. Kamasi Washington's trombone player.
Yes, which we saw.
We saw, and he's unbelievable. Probably the greatest. He was the greatest alive. Listen to his albums, Live at New Morning Paris or The Optimist. Truly amazing. He worked with the Ninth Wonder, who I mentioned earlier, a lot. He was on Kendrick Lamar albums. You love Ryan Porter. You have no idea you love him, but he was in a car accident. Unfortunately, he's the same age as me, and it's just fucking so sad to see these guys go. Went right at the head. He was just about to like pop. He really was. And because jazz in LA is like finding its way. And so they.
So awesome.
So this is my parasocial relationship, by the way.
Yes.
So like, this is like if I died to you. So, you know. Like,
yes, experience.
Yeah. So just know I'm sad about Ryan Porter. Please go listen to his album, The Optimist.
It's great.
And I fucking love you guys.
Just, and also,
wear your seatbelts. I don't know if he was or not, but just wear it anyway.
Aqua broke up.
Aqua?
That did the song Barbie
The Color?
Girl.
Oh. They broke up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, so in Saturn news.
Yeah.
Aqua
yeah.
broke up.
Oh, okay.
From the Barbie song.
Maybe he was supposed to play trombone on their new album. And they're like, we can't do it now.
Now we'll have to stop. Fine, we'll have to put down this yoke. We will have to stop this burden of being Aqua. No matter what the people need, we just save ourselves, Aqua. Hail Satan, goodbye.
Hail Ryan Porter.